Dead in Hip Hop, first review back. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody, the donations and everything. I just thought it got out the way. Absol Control System Review, TDE. Hey man, look, TDE, they on the rise, man. This is another good project I can put under you know, the TDE family. I like this album a lot. You know, I listened to it one time, and at first I was like, okay, yeah, it was a good album. But then I listened to it a few more times, and I was like, okay, yeah, Absol, this is nice, man. I like his wittiness. I like his wordplay. It seemed like from Long Term Mentality, it seemed like he couldn't find his sound that much on that last album. It was, as much as I liked it, that album as well, it seemed like he couldn't find his sound. But this one, I think he found his niche.
I'm very thankful for this project, and the reason being is that, you know, in discussions B and I have had before, I've listed Absol as my second favorite out of the group, and this is one of the reasons why. The one thing I like about Absol is that he's able to actually deliver messages and with his music. Like, he's always like a champion for the people, and to a certain degree, and he kind of want to shed some light on what's going on, and he did that with this album. You know, it was very, you know, it definitely had its social conscious moments in it. Followed with, you know, of course, definitely the dope lyrics, the different style, the song structures were definitely on point. You know, because he kept it interesting on certain songs where to get to the end and then change up to something else. Mm-hmm. Like the I Love the Dope part, which, you know, from Biggie's album. Biggie album, yeah. You know, those are the things that I like about this. And you're absolutely right. Absol, Schoolboy Q, they're all finding their way. And the other thing I like about Absol is that he's completely 100. Because if you listen to Long Term 2 and then Long Term Mentality, he's so real. He said, I'm just a regular nigga. He said, I ain't got shit. He had the song,
I'm living with my mama.
Yeah, yeah. And on this one, you can follow his success. You know, because on this one, he was like, man, I remember when I was running around broke as shit. You know what I'm saying? So, he has a lot of dope songs on here. Penny O'Glenn, Terrorist Threats is by far right now my favorite track on there, on this album. And there's definitely some good energy on this album. When it first dropped, I was like you. When I listened to it, it was like, okay, all right, it's cool. And then all of a sudden, everybody kept hitting us up, like, album of the year, Absol's the shit, blah, 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 blah.
Listen to it again, because I know
I said, you know what, let me take a step back and then go back and revisit it, because that was, I didn't want that to kind of sway me, and I don't want that to actually lead me to be disappointed with the album. But overall, man, you know, Absol definitely came through with really a great project, man, And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
But yeah, he had some good, you know, like, kind of silliness songs, right, and stuff like that. And go into that Danny Brown joint. I've been waiting for them to collab for a minute. And I'm glad they finally did a collaboration. And Danny Brown just finished off his verse just so perfectly, man. I love it. I love that collaboration, man. That was dope. I think my only negative for this album, I didn't care too much for Schoolboy Q on this album, his features. I thought he was like,
I liked him on Black Lil Pastor.
I didn't like him on that either. I didn't care for him on Black. All I kept hearing was Stix.
No, I kind of like the way
that's all I kept hearing throughout the whole song.
Something like that. I mean,
I didn't like him. I ain't like him on Sopa either. I ain't like him on that, or I didn't like him on Black Lil Pastor. But J-Rock killed Black Lil Pastor.
I was gonna say that.
J-Rock
just.
How can you dance with the devil with two left feet?
You know what?
Ooh, I was like,
that was the J-Rock I wanted to hear on his album. Like, that J-Rock was fucking nasty.
Yes, he was.
Like, he made my head pop up. What the fuck? Like,
he
really
finished that shit off.
Ooh, he was dirty.
Yeah.
He was dirty. His flow was fucking monstrous, too, on that track. Yes. Like, he sounds so angry. Ah, yeah. So,
J-Rock or Freddie Gibbs, J-Rock, man, J-Rock is that nigga.
I always like J-Rock.
That's so crazy. I had no clue that was the same guy. I just put that together.
Okay, fine.
I just put that together that's the same J-Rock.
That's the same nigga, man. J-Rock.
Wow, that was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And I like how he put his own stories and, you know, and just how he, like you said, songwriting, he put his concepts into the song.
Well, yeah, you know what? What's funny is, when I first put this on, I was worried because I thought I was going to hate it. because of the first track, those first two verses. I was like,
what? I was like, what is going on? Is he doing this on purpose?
That's what I was
thought he did it on purpose. Like, because it didn't sound. And then he come with that last verse.
The last verse.
I was just like, oh, that's what I'm.
Because, yeah, that was
what I was the same way.
I can't say YOLO because I've been here before. I was so deaf, I was reborn solo. But before that, those first two verses.
The first two verses? I thought I was the only one, man.
No.
Y'all didn't think that? The first two verses. Go back. Go back.
I'm glad you guys pointed out because I didn't pick that up at all.
Oh, I do.
I'm almost thinking he did it on purpose just to kind of like fuck with people. Like
he had to.
Because the rest of the album is like, what the fuck?
I was so confused. I was like, oh man, I'm going to hate this album and everybody's going to jump on me because I'm not going to come in here and lie
right.
and say I liked it. But, you know, the first two verses, I don't know what he was doing, but that third verse,
he
came out of nowhere. I agree, he must have.
He had to,
but
man.
That third verse, he came in and was just like, yeah. Damn. But, you know, man, this is a great album. Like, Absol, you know what I think is one of the most interesting things about him is like Kendrick Lamar, he's really, really deep. And he's not surface level. Like, you really gotta listen to his jams before you really figure out, like, what he's talking about. Like, double standards. You know, really? That was a dope trip. Real shit.
You better hit this pussy or you'll be a pussy.
Right. Yeah. Really yeah. Like, or to the niggas, getting bitches is what they do, but to the bitches, getting niggas, that's what a slut do.
Yeah.
Like, really? Again, just like Kendrick, it's like, what kind of young black male approaches things from that aspect, you know, that's fucking dope to me.
What is that line you said about Amber? Like, everybody know who Amber is, but don't nobody know the nigga that got the dome.
Yeah, the
like, and that shit was for real. Like, I don't remember, I don't even know the nigga who got the dome from Raz.
Isn't that crazy?
But we all, it's a double standard. We all talk about the girl her being so, you know, at an age doing that. I'm sorry.
And no, you good because, yeah, I agree. And then the last track, I can't remember the name
of it. Book of Soul?
Book of Soul. You know what the dopest
that so
line?
Personal. That was so personal.
Where he was talking about his girl dying, and he said, "I guess the Mayans were right. 2012, my world ended."
Yeah, Book of Soul. That was it.
He has a great ear for beats. Like that album was so diverse with the beats. Like, what's wrong?
No, go ahead. No, I was like, you finished.
Like he went hard on that track. The track two.
You like track two?
Yeah, I like track two. And then he had the Sopa beat that was all experimental and weird and off kilter. Then he had Terroristic Threats, which was all airy and atmospheric.
Dude,
and this rides them all.
This album was like a variety pack of like treats. Like, you know what I'm saying? One, like, you know how you get a pack of Snickers, but then you got those variety packs that come with the Snickers, the Twix and all those.
Yeah, the Milky Ways.
Dude,
and that makes a good album. Yeah. Don't keep it like, and that was my one criticism of J-Rock, if y'all J-Rock, remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked J-Rock, and I still like J-Rock. It was just the album itself was too, like, one-sided.
Like one West Coast. Just
J-Rock is a great rapper, but I just, you know, I couldn't get behind the album that hard. But this one, man, yeah, I won't go as far as saying it's album of the year, definitely not.
Yeah,
but I think it's a fucking great project. Great project. So kudos to fucking Absol, man. He put out a dope album. And yeah, he's definitely second for me too. With
Black
you know what? Y'all gonna hate me, but I can listen to this over Section 80.
Man, when I first put this on, I was like, man, what the fuck is this shit? Like I wasn't feeling it at first. But the song that got my attention, and then I had to go back to the beginning and then, like, listen to the whole thing again, was the one where he was talking about, if we pull all the gangs tonight, we could fight the military.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We could fight the military tonight.
Yeah.
That shit was dope.
And you know me, man, you know, I'm on my political shit. So when he said that, I was like, oh, okay, this shit is dope. Let me go all the way back. And I had to listen to it from get-go. And that song with, the double standard shit, I be talking about that shit all the fucking time. And I was like, wow, that shit is so dope. Those two are my favorite songs, the one about the military and then the one, the double standard shit. You know what I'm saying? Those are my two favorite. But, you know, when I first listened to it, I was just like, I don't know. Like, I like it, I want to like it more, but I listened to it over and over, and I'm like, okay, there's some things that personally I would like probably take away, you know, that I wouldn't do, but yo, the whole album is just dope as fuck.
What are those things though?
Huh?
Yeah.
What are those things, man?
What is that you take out?
You know, some of the beats, I wasn't feeling like some of the slower beats. I can't, you know me, man, I'm bad with names. Some of the slower beats I didn't like. You know what I'm saying? But I like aggressive beats. I like bass. I like that shit. So there was like two or three beats that I didn't like. But outside of that, the rest of this shit was fire.
But even the slow beats had bass.
Book
though.
Book of Soul was a slow
one on mute.
He said, put him on mute.
So I think
I really need to feel why you think you would take. I really have to know, yeah, man.
But
I really need to know, like, what would you personally?
It's like if I was producing the album, or if I was the artist, I wouldn't have chose that. But that's just me. But I didn't say it was
bad. Right, I'm not saying that.
I wouldn't pick it. But it was good. But I think Absol does a great job on those beats. You know what I'm saying? I think he kills him, but I wouldn't pick it. Like, I'm just saying, personally, I don't like the beats, but he did a great job on
them. Yeah, I mean, that's
every beat. Yeah. Like Spike said, his beat selection, on point. Yeah. On point.
Yeah.
He sounds great on everything, on the whole album. It's just that certain beats I wouldn't pick. But outside of that, shit's great. Bumps in the whip.
You know what I liked about Book of Soul? You know, you guys have already touched on the lyrics, but I like, out of the whole album, that was the jazziest track on there. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
And it fit.
And it was the darkest one, though, lyrically.
Yeah, and it was like, this dude actually rapped over pretty much a jazz track. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That was like, even when I was listening, I was like, God dang, that's... And when you think about what he was saying, and the dark tones and the story... There was no other track he could have probably picked to really convey that and get that point across.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
so.
A great point. You know, I'm just glad, man. I like TDE. I like their producers, man. You know, Tame Beast, Willie B. Oh, what about Showing Love? I'm thinking of other tracks now. But anyway, album is great. Like Modest Media said, it makes me want to go back and listen to this album, like, write it again right now and try to catch some lines that I missed the first time. Support it, man. You know, he's selling it. I'm glad. And now I've been seeing a lot of people been going out and supporting his album. So please, please, please go purchase this album, man. If I'm looking for it on vinyl. I have me a vinyl now. Vinyl player. But copy, man. Purchase this album, man. For real. Like Mike said, I probably won't say this is my album of the year, but it's a great album. It's a great project.
But definitely this is a great album. From Absol, and you know, he definitely solidified him and, you know, reinforced for me why I like him as the second member of the Black Hippie Collective. So definitely, man, go out and cop this shit. As soon as it dropped, I copped it. Support the dude, man. Definitely quality music, man. And TDE, man, they're doing their thing. So big ups to Absol.
Yeah, man, Absol. This is a definitely a great album. He's a diverse artist, which is very important. He's a great lyricist. He's a great rapper. He's a great songwriter. He's just all around, man. Pull the FIFO card, man. He's dope. Definitely go pick this up if you like hip hop, man. And I will go on record as saying that I like this more than Section 80.
I Absol is dope, man. If you want something with some variety, if you want some variety of, you know, beats, moods, everything in one album, this is the album I say go get. The dude is super dope, super lyrical. He has a wide range of content and it's smart and witty, man. It's not just one lane, you know what I'm saying? If you like swag shit and, you know, that drug and marijuana and lean, he has that. You know, if you're on that political shit, he has that too. So, you know, the shit bumps in my whip, you know. Support a good artist, man. Check them out. I love.